Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This evening's episode is going to be dealing with the subject of judgment. And throughout the scriptures, we have many instances of divine judgment. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a saving knowledge of Christ Jesus. But the Bible does not dismiss the reality of evil. The Bible does not attempt to explain evil away. The Bible teaches that evil is real. The Bible teaches that the love of God is real. The Bible teaches that the saving activity of Yahweh Elohim is real. And so, beginning in chapter 18, verse 16 of the book of Genesis, we have the narrative of Abraham before Yahweh pleading for Sodom. And this is a very powerful passage on intercession. Abraham knew the estate of Sodom and Gomorrah. He knew their activity. He knew their actions. He knew their behavior. His nephew Lot also lived there. And so, in verse 20, we have these words from the Lord in Genesis 18:20. Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know, unquote. And so, this is a very, very powerful verse, and it teaches us that Yahweh understands human sin. It teaches us about Yahweh's sensitivity and awareness of human actions. God does not miss anything. Psalm 90 tells us this. Our secret sins are open. Here are open scandals in heaven. Now, these two words, Sodom and Gomorrah, are very telling. In the Hebrew, the word Sodom is Sedom, C-E-D-O-M. And Gomorrah is amora, amora. And so we have these two words, which mean burning and submersion. Burning and submersion. And the Bible points out in a very descriptive manner the behavior of those who lived in these two cities. The behavior to which these individuals have become habituated. And so these cities were located in the valley of Sidon. Now, we read in verse 22, the men turned away, that is, the spirit beings who are going to go to Sodom. The men turned away and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. And then his intercessor, the Abraham's intercession on behalf of these cities again. Finally, after this very intense encounter, the Lord said to Abraham, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. Genesis 19 speaks about the arrival of the two angels at Sodom in the evening. And Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. So we see where Lot is now. He has become habituated to this life, as it were, of this place. Now, when he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his head to the ground. My lords, he said, please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet, so he is hospitable to them, and spend the night, and then go on your way early in the morning. No, the visitor said. They answered, we will spend the night in the square. But Lot knew what was going on in this place and what it was like. In verse 3, we read that Lot insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, breaking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called Lot, where are the men came to you tonight, bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them. The Hebrew is know them, and so, in other words, sodomy. And when we read about this in Leviticus chapter 18, and so we see what is going on in the city. We have moral self-estrangement, and social collapse. Now, it is interesting that also in the text, we read about the males who, in verse 4, who lived in the city. So, once again, before they had gone to bed, all the men. The Hebrew has the word enosh from the root anash, which means to be weak, sick, frail. It also means to be of malignant disposition of mind, Jeremiah 17:9. In other words, the men are literally called incurable ones. Incurable ones. Now, we move on to verse 8. Lot pleased with them to bring out his daughters. And verse 8, Lot says, look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like with them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof. And they said to him, verse 9, get out of our way. And so these men, the incurable ones, attempted to break down the door. But then these angelic beings, we read in the text, struck them with blindness so that they could not find the door. But in Hebrew it reads that they were struck not with blindness but with hallucinations. And so rabid was their insistence on having sexual intercourse with these men that we read that they exhausted themselves trying to find the door. God had his evidence about the corruption and behavior of this place. This place was destroyed by God. This place became a testimony of judgment. They became a type of judgment. If you would read 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, verses 6 through 8, 2 Peter chapter 2, we'll read that this place became what happened here, what God did here, by destroying these cities, became a type of judgment. It is believed that these cities were submerged beneath part of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is 286 feet below sea level, and it is 40 miles long and 10 miles wide. It is divided into two parts by a narrow strait. And so it's a very interesting place, and there are scholars who believe that the remains of these cities can be found submerged under the Dead Sea. This place is a type of judgment. It is a memorial also to the wages of sin. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. The Bible also tells us now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. The behavior of the men at Sodom has been normalized in the West. But to have this behavior normalized does not mean that it is right. And inevitably, God judges the cultures, the society. God judges the rulers. God judges those who bring perversion into society in order to destroy persons. It is very frightening since that individuals engage in this behavior and say that God will not at some time judge. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.